CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory. And this is I Come From the Mountain, the show that doesn't happen on a physical mountain, but it does happen in the mountains of your mind. And today's episode is brought to you by Palm Trees of British Columbia. You know, those guys that are here in some houses dying over the winter because this is definitely not their environment. Those guys, they bring you some noise, some rage, some honest incongruence because they don't understand what is happening. I'm joined today. We're both palm trees.
Another palm tree. Yeah, I don't have an underground heating system to keep me alive through the winter, so slowly withering away. It's not my ideal temperature. This is not where I belong. Why was I planted here?
Isn't that the everlasting feeling of today? You're listening to a song by the band Prostitute called M. Dada off of their new album, Attempted Martyr.
Enough! necessary premise and confirmation. We are the stars.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the speaking portion of this show. I come from the mountain, and it is so nice to be here in this warm and cozy room where a palm tree could relatively thrive if it got enough sun and maybe enough water, and definitely not out there in the cold Vancouver weather that most palm trees of this area must now also weather. Even though they're not supposed to be here. Are they supposed to be here? I don't think they're supposed to be here.
They're certainly not supposed to be here.
So, strange, right? Like, this palm trees are weird. Palm trees are weird because they're like this like very like commonplace tree in so many parts of this world that are not here.
I think you would have probably a different experience of palm trees to me. I associate them with luxury. I'm not entirely sure why, but I think it has something to do with the fact that if they are in BC or the Pacific Northwest, they are imported. Or that I grew up watching a lot of TV programming that seemed to profile like California and LA as these like rich, luxurious places to live. So I associate that vegetation with luxury, you know?
I think so. I mean... You see it all through popular culture, too, like, you know, between, like, in the past year, we saw them in Dune, in that very iconic scene where that gardener's telling, Timothy Chalamet, about, like, how the palm trees take so much water to keep alive, but then you got to keep them alive because they're sacred to the people. And then also, I mean, the palm tree is, like, literally, like, the symbol of what's going on in L.A. right now. Like, almost every image you see of the L.A. fires, which, like, what a tragedy. Mm-hmm. Is of burning palm trees and angry celebrities, but mostly burning palm trees. So, yeah, I mean, they in many ways, they do encompass the opulence of exoticization, of the exotic, right?
Exotic, elite, and also relaxation because they're associated with the beach.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like, hats off to palm trees. They are cool trees.
Truly.
And they don't want to be this. They don't want to be a symbol of opulence, you know, that they're just hanging out in my neighbor's yard dying, which is very sad.
There are quite a few Vancouver specials and a little apartment blocks around the city that have palm trees in front that I think are also kind of like evocative of the 80s, of that time period, you know, where they were just like planting up palm trees in the city, even though they have no business being here. And I don't know how they survive, because as I have known, they're pretty difficult to keep warm during our cold spells. So
someone throw a blanket over those palm trees, you know.
Hats off to the guys out there still surviving. I know I've seen a couple of you and you're still growing, so congrats.
Straight up
beautiful.
Back to music for only a fraction of a second. Truly, we just played you a whole bunch of very loud things, so let's talk about that, because this show is not about palm trees, though today kind of is, but other times it's not normally. So you're listening to I Come From the Mountain, a show not specifically about or not about palm trees, but it is about music, and the music we just played you is as follows. So you just heard from the Nashville Hardcore Quartet, Third Face, a song called Sour, off of their album they released late last year around November. I actually think it was my birthday, which is strange. Probably the only reason I even remember that is because we're all very self-absorbed and remember our birthdays like that. But I think it was my birthday when they released it. And the album's called Ministerial Cafeteria. Before that, you heard from the migrant kind of like moving, roving troupe that is Zeta, a band that is very prolific and mostly, at least during the time that I found and got into them, like their coolest, the most interesting and cool part of their existence was that they were a band that claimed they were perpetually on tour. So they like didn't have like homes. They didn't really have a place to be rooted into. They lived it like in their van and in the communities that held them. So very cool, like really like immerse themselves in the craft of, if you can call it a craft, of being a punk rock or like independent band that never took their foot off the gas, really. So that song was called Shadows, and it's off of their new album, EP. It's kind of in this weird middle area called Was It Medicine to You? Before that, you heard a new track by the band Openhead from New York, a song called Catacomb, which is off of their upcoming album, What Is Success? Which is honestly a great question. What is success? I think that maybe in 2025, us in the palm trees can ask ourselves this question more often. What is success? Is success surviving in my neighbor's Harry's yard? Is that success to you? To be confined by the shrubbery and the weird, like, decorative stones that he has set up around this palm tree? Maybe that's not
success. Is not letting the cold in, not even once, not even for a little bit.
Oh, wow. Well, that's deep.
No, it's actually quite literal.
Yeah. Oh, hey, maybe while I talk about this last song, you should think about what we should be playing, because actually we haven't talked about that. Sorry, guys. Mm-hmm. A little bit behind the curtain here.
That was very behind the curtain.
Ta-da. The first song that we heard is from a very cool find of Tasha's called Prostitute. The band's name Prostitute. The song's called M. Dada, which we have conferred is definitely the banger of the album. Yeah. And the album's called Attempted Martyr. And, like, I like to think that I'm fairly, like, knowledgeable about what's in and what's not. It's but at least around this genre. But the fact that this band flew under both our radars pretty much until, like, 2 weeks ago or something, maybe?
Like, yeah.
Roughly?
Yeah.
Is crazy, because this album is incredible. Like, truly, like, I say it all the time, but, like, punk is such a oversaturated genre, and it's like so posery and so full of mimicry, and to find bands that aren't necessarily doing anything like one wouldn't consider it new, right? Because we've all heard this, like we've all heard this kind of music, but there's something about the emotiveness and the anger and the power of when a band really really nails it, really 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 takes it to 11, you know?
Yeah, I mean, with a lot of noise rock, it's like it is nightmare music, but I feel like Prostitute is like real life nightmare music. And that's what sort of pushes it over the boundary of just being like intense. Like that's what makes intense not a good enough word for what it sounds like. But this was in fact something that I found in a comment on a best of yearly best of list that someone at the dregs of the comment section had kind of really quietly put up there. And then left, and I was like, I sort of prefer digging for stuff, and I kind of like that this person was like, hey, actually check this one out, this one's pretty good, hey editors, how about this one, and it's great.
It's great. It's a really fantastic album, so check that out. And and now we're on to the next set of songs here for you.
Let's go with Nina plus Field of Cops off of Cameron Winter's Heavy Metal, the vocalist from Geese.
Thanks for listening. Here it goes.
Your building is full of people who hate you and bite off fingers and eat from piles, and someone's knocking. All things spit towards and stutter at you, close and close until the whole city falls over while the music breaks a window. You're suspicious of treasures in plastic covers. All things flop over, the oven is open and the kitchen is lying. My name is gonna sound old to you, but names are donuts on the sea, names are peanuts in the trees, names bid you to beg for trash. Oh, I walk on everything, on lucky dollars, baskets in the sand, sunglasses in the rain, tire tracks in caves. I'll understand one more empty box, I'll talk to every crowded room, I'll go to the great carnivals of pain. in and find entire fields of cops and keep a coconut in my hand. Nina knows the reason is she's seen into the mouth of what it is to be a mountain. And she's seen all the good pigeon legged people shot down and bones be kicked apart by the insane and wild horses. Nina, I'm not nothing, but when you lie on the piano, I am reminded I am stupid. And in every upstairs room, a tall and daughterless Russian is kicking robin's eggs to powder while the music breaks a window. Cavemen are kissing, walking on logs, slow enough to limbo cobwebs and watch the clouds blow away. Driving towards the sea, I'll be in your feet at every life pool. I'll hold these lemons in my mouth and run. One of the important people standing on your chest, I'll love whatever kicks me hardest in the mouth. I'm gonna eat my keys. I've been a little bit of who I am, backpacking upon the fingers of the real. Barricading every garden gate, smiling at every cup of grapes. Eyes so far across the neighbor's yard, pushing groceries past pyramids of teeth with my hands on my hips. Oh, this is a festival I man. These cornfields for the banana growing masses, getting naked on the plain, sunburned to shit in the rain. Tomatoes and the missing barrels all have vanity hands and boys with laughing brains and no gorilla fingered yapping dogs. The ugly kidney needing kitten seized and the empty chairs want somebody. Nina isn't listening and she's seen into the mouth of what is written in the fountain. And she's seen all the good pigeon lager people shot down and bones be kicked to powder by the insane wild horses. Nina, I'm not nothing, but when you take on your cabinets, I'm reminded someone's calling. And in every upstairs room, a dirty old man is blushing, and the neighbors lose their power while the music breaks the window. These great spirals, diagrams, and vegetable and talking red trees thrown all away. Stupid paper gifts offered with both hands, a salad, bald-headed haircut dreams. Sadder than the paper flat puppy in your path. Sadder than any featherless doer of math. Sadder than the sad microwave everything into the puddles. Give me an answer. Die for baseball. Motorcycle made of rock. See this hotel key right away. Stuff these papers down your pants until the soul survivors walk back down the way you came. Nina knows the reason and she's seen into the mouth of what it is to be a mountain. And she's seen all the good pigeon-like people sat down and bones be kicked to powder by the insane wild horses. Nina, I've got nothing but you die. And in every upstairs room, the deep and smiling voices shushing, kicking everything to powder, throwing music out the window.
The storm's been listening in. In, night comes in on wings, wearing your rings, parading her furs, pressing its luck. That explains things. That explains things. There's an outside chance. There's an outside chance. There's an outside chance. Night comes in on wings, amongst other things. You'll never see me again.
Rassure, la presse rougit.
Welcome back one last time to the speaking portion of I Come From The Mountain, ICTM. ICFTM.
There you go.
Yeah, ICFTM as the acronym, which is almost as hard as saying the full name.
It's more difficult than just saying it.
Hats off to all the palm trees out there. And you just heard a song by Astral K, a song called Are You a Literal Child? Which is also a very good question, from their album, The Foreign Department. Before that, you heard from Montreal indie pop duo BB Club, a song called Le Feu. Apologies. For the Guard is the album name. Apologies again. Before that, you heard an instrumental country twangy thing by Yola Tango off of their upcoming album, Old Joy, called Driving Home. And before that, you heard from local weirdo and cafe enjoyer, Destroyer, a song called, I thought it was called Bologna, but it's in the song he pronounces it Bologna. So I think it's Bologna.
Yeah, I'm going to say it how Guy from Destroyer says it.
Yeah, so it's Bologna, but it's definitely spelled like Bologna. Anyway, it features Fiverr, and it's off of his upcoming album, Dan's Boogie.
yeah, I forgot that it was called that.
Which sounds like a joke if you didn't already know the Destroyer is who they are. So, and then we started off that slightly less unnerving set, but nonetheless unnerving in some ways, but with Cameron Cameron Winter, a song called...
Nina plus Field of Cops.
Yes, Nina plus Field of Cops off of his album Heavy Metal. Great. So with that, we have reached the end of this hour. As always, I just want to thank all of you for listening to me and to listening first to CITR. We really couldn't do this without you, but I'm going to save a lot of my thank yous and love for you for Fun Drive 2025, which is coming up.
Yeah, you can't have it now.
You can't have it now. You can't have my gratitude and love now. You must wait for it so that I can also ask you for money while I do it. This is the double-edged sword of being a music listener in a of a community radio station, that it is because of you, but it is also because of you that we exist. So more on that later. For now, let's wrap this up. I'm doing that little finger wagging motion that we have all learned to associate with wrapping things up. I leave you with one more song. The song that I'm leaving you with is called Supreme Sweetness by the jazz ensemble Diver, D-I-V-R. And this is from their album Is This Water, which came out late last year. So more things coming up next. Keep on listening, and we'll catch you later. So this has been I Come From the Mountain from CITR 101.9 FM. And as always, goodbye for now, Radio World.
barely there. That's Mother Earth they're wearing. Order her online. 13 of her on the shelf for a limited time. Small, medium, large. We the ones in charge. Anything that's precious, destined to be mined. What treasure is more precious, the body or the mind? Anything that gets us, anything that shines, realize that it's a competition by design. Touch with how things got to be so vile. In and out of fashion, in and out of taste.
Hi, this is Audie from Broken Bones, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And all I'm going to say to you is, fuck off and die.
So I went in there on a Tuesday for some fresh air. Next thing I know, I'm on a floor, just staring at the
All right.